Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
Oh yeah, we do it every Wednesday at this time. It is a mailbag. No one in the history of any sort of media platform has ever done anything quite like the mailbag. You email questions for me to George at 1620thezone.com. Anything you want to ask me, serious, silly, does not matter. Best email question is going to win a gift certificate to Oscars. Go get your wing game right, your pizza game right. I have not seen any of these questions. I don't know what's about to get thrown at me, so you're going to get that gut answer, which sometimes can lead to ridiculousness. So without further ado, George, let's do this thing. Deep breath before we get started. Sometimes that's how it goes. Sometimes that's how it goes.
All right, let's get into it.
You've got mail.
That always scares. It does not.
Everything scares you, huh?
I'm so jumpy. I hate it. All right, this is actually coming from yesterday. Okay. To piggyback off of something yesterday. Mikey, always a good listener, Mikey.
A loyal emailer, and yes, absolutely.
Unbelievable. First off, he suggested popcorn for the caveman. What food would you give a caveman? Popcorn, he's like, popcorn.
Just popcorn, just like some chips?
Yeah. He's like,
like chips and queso?
Yep. He said, to piggyback on a caveman food question,
yeah.
You are in charge of the future in Demolition Man with Sandra Bullock, Wesley Snipes, and Arnold. The only food in the future is Taco Bell. I'm okay with that. What fast food would you push into the future if you could choose only one? It has to be fast food.
Well, the first thing I'm trying to think of is what fast food restaurant has the biggest variety?
Oh.
Because that's my first, like, what you probably want to go for variety over best, because you're probably going to lose your mind if you're eating the same thing. And I'm trying to rack my brain. Help me out. I don't know if I can. I honestly think I'd maybe lean towards McDonald's, because you get, like, you're going to get breakfast. Does McDonald's have salads?
They sure do.
So I'm going to get breakfast. As much as I don't, like, I prefer Runza. If I'm going to eat fast food, I'm going to go to Runza probably.
Okay.
You know. But, like, Chick-fil-A, not enough variety.
Have you had Chick-fil-A's breakfast, though?
Is it bomb? But Nick, is it chicken?
No, they've got both. They've got sausage. They've got regular sandwiches like you could get
like an egg bacon joint. Yeah, okay.
But their chicken biscuit,
okay, a good biscuit. Shouts out to good biscuits out there.
Yeah, that biscuit like tastes just like it's biscuit from grandma's kitchen.
A good biscuit is like, man. I love the whole, you know, with the bread over the like the biscuit basket, and you open up the little that's an exciting feeling.
Yeah, all right,
and there's a full thing of hot biscuits in there. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Taco Bell is just like, man, you're eating tacos for the rest of your life? Lord have mercy. Right. I honestly think I'd probably go McDonald's, because at least I'm going to get breakfast. I'm going to get salads. I'm going to get chicken. I'm going to get burgers. I'm going to get, I don't like fish, but the, like, you know, you're going to get the Filet-O-Fish or whatever. I'm going to get ice cream. I'm going to get, do they still do those McDonald's apple pies? You ever done the little? You know, like, so I'm just going to choose McDonald's for variety. How about that?
There it is.
Does the future have a toilet?
Oh my God.
That's all I have to say about that.
Toilets.
You've got mail.
Shouts out to the toilets out there.
Does the future have a toilet?
I'm going to need a toilet.
Oh, man, that's good. I like this question from Nate. Nate wants to know. He said, on Sunday, we had the Mountain versus the Hound.
Yeah.
Last night, we had Steph versus Seth. Tonight, we have Powell versus Mark, although Powell is injured. He said, do you have any good stories about competing with your brother or against your brother?
Yeah, the only one I can think of is PlayStation.
Ooh.
NCAA football 2001.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know how this worked, but we did like each of us played a season, and we met in the national championship game.
Oh.
Okay. And he was killing me in like the first half, just killing me. to the point where, like, I want to say I was down like 42-7. Like, it was a wrap. And I don't know why. There's some, like, somebody, your sibling can bother you. For some reason, I got it in my head that he was cheating and looking at what play I was selecting.
And, okay, yeah.
And so I'm talking, George, I blew a gasket. And this, and what's sad about this, this was in high school, bro. But I think I was really stressed about recruit. Like, I think I was stressed about, like, I was just stressed out with recruiting, and I probably had, like, a problem with girlfriend or something like that. You know, not real problems, but you thought they were real as hell, and right, when you're 17 or whatever. George, I'm talking, this dude is killing me. I thought he was cheating. I thought he's cheating in my plays, and I, like, lost it. Had that moment where, like, you ever burst into tears as you're yelling?
Yeah.
And to the point where then he couldn't help but kind of start laughing at me. You know what I mean? Like, because I was being ridiculous. You know when some of you are like, bro, you, wow, really? We're playing PlayStation. You have burst into tears because you think I'm cheating. He messed up my season.
It's the national championship game.
It was a national championship game. My quarterback had won the Heisman Trophy. I had created a quarterback. You want to know what my quarterback's name was?
What's your quarterback's name?
His name was Will Holla. Let me tell you. You think Cam Newton and Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield were good? You've never seen Will Holla play. I created three players. Will Holla at quarterback. I had a defensive lineman I named Bam Bam. Bam Bam, I think, led the nation in sacks. And then my number one wide receiver's name was Darius Ruck. And
man,
we got crushed in the national championship game. He was cheating. I still think he was cheating. I'm going to have to ask myself, were you cheating? I think he was cheating.
Like, honestly, like,
you were cheating. You were looking at my play. You know how you can do it? You can keep going with what they were choosing.
Like, oh, okay.
He's even going. Though I had like three plays I ran. And he, the computer couldn't figure it out, but he could.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
Oh, that's good. Jake wants to know. He's
Will Holla.
Will Holla. That's
I think
so
that was didn't Hove. I think Hove one time called himself William H. Holla, and I think that's when I was.
That's what. Okay. That's what.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
okay. So sorry. Go ahead.
No, Jake. Jake says, I have seen a few NBA mock drafts, and Roby is as high as 29 in Bleacher Report to as low as undrafted in The Athletic. All the others have him late 30s, early 40s. Do you think that is low enough for Roby to come back to Nebraska? P.S. Have you hit him with the crop circle yet? We named it the UFO.
Yes. The UFO. Last week I thought about hitting him with the UFO, but why did I decide to not do it? No, I think I just decided that I want to establish the run, a.k.a. establish the vertical and horizontal. I haven't even hit him with the diagonal yet. Because the problem is you got to lull him to sleep. You got to run an ISO a bunch, you know, a dive a bunch before you play action and try to hit him over the top.
Bingo.
So what I'm doing right now to my neighborhood, lulling him to sleep. Oh, I know. This is the vertical and horizontal line. That's not a big deal. I don't have to focus when I'm driving past this house. And then all of a sudden, boom. Play action, hit him with the UFO, hit him with the diagonal, and set him in a frenzy. What was the first part of the question? So I have not hit him with the UFO. What was the first question?
Pretty much with all the mock drafts that are coming out now about Roby, do you think it's low enough for Roby to come back to Nebraska?
Yeah, you know what? I think, things could change immensely here over the next, there's still a lot of, you know, the combine has to take place. Workouts still have to occur individually with teams. So there's a lot that can happen. One thing that has started to happen more and more is early second round picks have started to get guaranteed contracts. Like Kyrie Thomas got a guaranteed contract.
Yep.
You know, so like it used to kind of be like anybody first round only guaranteed contracts, everything else. No, that is changing. That is altering a little bit more. So, you know, if you're early second round, that might be good enough for him. Again, it's just so hard because you don't know what's in his heart and what's in his head. I think that he is the type of player that could play himself into being a first round pick if he came back. I really believe that. But all the little conversations I've had with various people all kind of sound like he's not going to come back. But we'll see. I think he could be early second round pick could be a guy that gets a guaranteed contract. That might be good enough for him. And at the end of the day, you're drafting a guy in in Roby for, you know, what he's not ready to step on the floor next year in an NBA game and be productive, right. really productive, but a couple years down the road, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
Matt emails in. He needs some recommendations. He said his two-year-old daughter is moving from her crib to her new regular bed tonight.
A big girl bed.
Do you have any recommendations on how he could, how that's going to go and how to handle that?
Just try to get them. Kids are impressionable. Like, you just try and get them as pumped about something as possible. So it is just, you believe you got a big girl bed? Oh, my God, you're big. You know, just stuff like that, nonstop. Like, you're big girl bed. Who's got a big girl bed? You know, all that stuff. But the reality is I was a lot more, when we transitioned to the crib to the big girl bed, I was massively skeptical. I thought we were doing it way too early. I'm like, this girl, she's not confined. She's never going to stay in bed. You know what I mean? Like, literally never going to stay. She is always going to want to get out of bed. And I suppose it kind of just depends. To answer your question, I think sometimes it's just on how your kid reacts to it. For some reason, my daughter reacted to it well. But it is kind of terrifying to think, like, dang, these little dudes can just get out of their bed and go leave whenever. Like, that's a little terrifying. But I just think you got to get them as crunk as humanly possible about the bed, and hope that gets them to want to, you know, be excited to stay in their bed. But the reality is, you're now going to be scared to death. Let me tell you, ain't nothing more terrifying than in like 3 a.m, little kid, daddy. You're like, oh, golly.
Daddy, can you come sleep with me?
All right, I'm coming.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
This one's coming from Blake. Blake wants to know, do you think Greg McDermott would ever consider the NBA? His system is very NBA-like.
I totally agree. Totally agree. From a coaching and philosophy standpoint, absolutely. You know, I think he's a guy that I think could absolutely translate. Again, like the emailer pointed out, runs a very NBA-friendly system. I think he's got the temperament and personality that would mesh well with NBA players. He's not a yeller and a screamer. You know what I mean? Like, he's a super easy guy to get. I mean, every play. I mean, when I say, Mac's been here for a long time. To say I've never seen a player just like hate Mac, like, you know how hard that is. Like, nobody hates Mac. Everybody loves Mac. But the only reason I would say no is I just don't. Well, I mean, it depends on how long this goes. I just don't think Mac's a guy that's going to coach till he, you know, is 70 years old. I think Mac's a guy that's got a handful more years left in him, and I think he's a dude that's going to retire and enjoy his life. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, I think, and more power to him. You know, like, I think the one thing I've always admired about Greg McDermott is he's just got great perspective. Unbelievable perspective. I think a lot of it has to do with Teresa, his wife's bout with breast cancer. I think just gave him incredible perspective on things. So I've never felt like he. You know, there's certain coaches like Dana Altman's going to coach till he's old and senile. You know what I mean? Like, that's just because Dana.
That's,
you know,
Dana,
that's
right?
Coach. You know, but Mac's just not quite like that. And I think what Mac will want to do is coach a handful more years, and then Mac's going to enjoy watching Dougie play for the Pacers and play golf, and yeah, that's kind of how it is. So in that front, I don't see him wanting to kind of embark on a new challenge at the next level, just from the standpoint that I don't think he's going to coach for forever.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
This one's coming from Duncan, and Duncan wants to know, if you're the New Orleans Pelicans,
yep,
and AD still wants to leave,
yep,
which he does.
Yes, he does.
Which teams would you consider trading him to, and what would you demand in return?
Man, that's putting me on the spot. I think in a perfect world, here's the thing, whenever you're trading one of the 10 best players in the league, which is what Anthony Davis is, you're rarely going to get equal value in that trade. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're rarely going to get Anthony Davis. You're rarely going to send Anthony Davis out the door and get Anthony Davis then walking in, you know, the equivalent player equivalent. But the big thing you'd want to, so you need to start with that understanding, that you're not going to get an equal value trade. Now, maybe you could go out there and try to find somebody that's, you know, just a tier below, whether that's a, you know, you could go land a, if you want to go try and land a Bradley Beal, you know, one of those, a Kemba Walker, yep. You know, one of those kind of secondary tier two superstars to be able to get in return. Or you can be a total builder and talk to the Knicks or talk to, heck, Memphis or whoever. Like, try to see as many assets as you can attain and draft Morant and Zion or R.J. Barrett and Zion, you know, and get a young core together and then try to get a bunch of cap space to try to create a decent opportunity to go sign somebody in free agency too. But yeah, it's hard. I mean, I do believe that if you feel like after conversations with Anthony Davis, he is still not coming back, you got to trade it. The longer this thing goes, the less leverage you have.
100%.
The less leverage you have.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
Got a couple more for you. James, this is a good question. He said, think Pleasantville. If you could be a member of any TV sitcom family, which family would it be, and which member of that family would you be?
Good question. Just racking my brain here. Because there are only a handful of really, like, iconic TV families. You have, like, the Simpsons. You have the Winslows. You have the Banks. Hillary Banks, Carlton Banks, Philip Banks.
Yeah.
You got the Tanners. Full House. Oh, man. I would... I think it'd be pretty cool to be Will Smith. Like, you get to live in Bel Air in a mansion.
With a butler.
With a butler. And then eventually go move in the pool house. Like, you get your own little separate, like, almost your own little separate house that was nice. You know what I mean? Had a good living room, nice little kitchen off to the side. And again, you get a butler and you're in Bel Air. And the expectations of you are already kind of low because, right. You know what I mean? You're being shipped from Philly to, you know what I mean? You, like, it's not like you got a big bar to climb past. So I'm gonna join the Banks residence in Bel Air, and I'm gonna be Will Smith, 100%.
Lot of respect to you. That's a heck of a question.
You've got mail.
Hot Chick Jeff wants to know. We all know puberty hits the male species hard and fast. With that in mind, what were your top three hot chicks that you fantasized about growing up?
Oh my God, what? The ultimate, for me, there were a few iconic, and it's all centered around, well, there to me, growing up, there were, let's see, probably three iconic, like, whoa women when I was growing up. The first one is Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
Great,
like,
pick.
To me, I was like, Kelly, great, if pick. I could ever find Kelly in my life, I'm doing it, man.
Great pick.
The second one was Topanga from Boy Meets World. Topanga had it going on. Shouts out to Topanga.
You're
everybody
batting 1,000
there.
Right now. Yeah. Batting 1,000.
And the third
pick.
One was the, you know, the more racy of the three, just because I remember at the time, like, so your boy and I don't really remember, like, I don't feel like I ever watched an entire show of it, but I'd watched just bits and pieces of it. But I remember when I was 13 years old, 12 years old, 13 years old, 14 years old, Pamela Anderson was like the most exotic, unbelievable looking human being I've ever seen in my life.
Shout out to Baywatch.
Shout out to Baywatch. That was the show. So to me, I'm going to go Kelly Kapowski, Topanga, and Pamela Anderson. How about that, huh?
Nick, that.
Not bad, right? I mean, Pamela Anderson for a while was like the standard at which chicks were judged by. And then Kelly Kapowski was like. Hmm.
And then Topanga slept, like,
yeah, sneaky
sleep, yeah. On Topanga.
Who was, remember the dude, who was his name, Jeff? The guy that owned, that came and like started dating Kelly. He was like worked at the Max. I hated that guy.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Like yeah, Jeff, because he was like the manager. Right?
He was like the boss. Like something about that whole thing. Jeff should have gone to prison.
Right.
Because Kelly was still going to Bayside.
Still in high school.
Still in high school, and Jeff looked like he was at minimum 28.
Right.
At the end of the day, Jeff was dating a 16-year-old. He was a 28-year-old manager of the Max. Dating a 16-year-old junior in high school.
Bingo. Because you're not going to be the manager of the Max at, what, 17?
No. So. You're not another high school student managing the Max.
Right.
That whole thing, I didn't like Jeff. Now I know another reason why I didn't like Jeff. He's breaking the law. And then, hey, how about Zach Morris's summer girlfriend, Stacey Carosi, who ended up being on King of Queens?
Stacey Carosi.
Malibu Sands. Boy, ooh. You go to... Boy!
Man, those were the episodes right there. Those were the episodes. And Stacey Carosi was older.
Stacey Carosi was a little... Yeah, there's some shaky stuff going on there, man. Real shaky stuff going on.
That's all I got for you, man.
Okay. We're up against... Yeah, what's up with Jeff? Jeff was like old.
Jeff was
like 30.
Like out of college. And this is a easily 16, 17-year-old girl.
That didn't make any sense.
None at all. I don't know what they were thinking there.
Topanga had it going on, though.
Topanga. Boy Meets World is one of my favorite shows of all
Topanga
time.
Topanga had it going. Kelly Kapowski had it going.
Like, Topanga early off was super weird.
Yeah, but then
she grew up, and as soon as she got in her relationship with Corey,
Marcus says, Jeff went to UCLA, hashtag the Max. So was he going to UCLA while he's working at the Max?
Yeah.
But still, that's a little weird.
She's still 16.
I mean, she's still not 18.
Nope.
I wouldn't think.
Nope.
A little shaky. You think someone in the writer's room was like, time out real quick before we go shoot this? Y'all realize Jeff is like 25 years old and Kelly's like 16. Are we good with that?
It would have been more... believable if Jeff was like the quarterback and like Slater was like the running back, you know?
Right, like, right. Yeah, like don't make him like the manager of the Max.
Right.
Right?
I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff, you're a creep. I didn't like you because you were stealing Zach's girl, but creepy. What's up with that? Pamela Anderson, though. Shouts out to Pamela Anderson. Yeah. Woo!